When new doctors are in training, they work a lot of hours. Just ask Andrew Wright.
When I started, there were no restrictions on our work hours, and I would say that at times they were certainly abusive. I worked some weeks 100, 120 hours a week or more.
That occurred early on when Wright was going to medical school in Kentucky before he transferred to the UW-Madison. He's now in his last year of training as a surgeon. Some patients under the care of residents, like Sylvia Adrian, do not think long hours are good for anyone, especially those hoping to learn something as complicated as medicine.
For their own academic standing and their learning experiences and everything else, I don't see how it can't affect people adversely.
Citizen groups worried about patient safety pushed the medical establishment to limit resident work hours. They're supposed to get one day off a week, and no shift can be longer than 30 hours. Wright, the surgeon in training, says the changes don't limit hours as much as European countries, but are a start.
Do I think they're necessarily a perfect solution? I don't know that they're a perfect solution. I think we'll probably see adjustments to them over the next few years.
A review of current studies evaluating the impact of shorter shifts is a mixed bag. Kathleen Fletcher is with the Medical College of Wisconsin. Her review found that patient death rates did not change when doctors work less, but complications did increase. The reason is that when doctors are forced to go home, someone else not as familiar with the patient may take over.
When you decrease the number of hours that a fixed number of people work, then by definition, there are going to be more discontinuities in the care.
Some refuse to believe that shorter hours are anything but good. Lynn Craner of Madison knows the schedules of doctors can be grueling.
The surgeon married my daughter, and I just know that the hours that they put in are, I think, dangerous.
The author who did the analysis says more studies are needed to determine whether having residents work less is actually improving patient safety. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.